Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. Copyright Burlington Books 2001. Chapter 1. The Visit to Wuthering Heights. It was in the winter of 1801 that I visited Wuthering Heights and met my landlord, Mr. Heathcliff, for the first time. Wuthering Heights is a solid stone house that stands high on the Yorkshire moors. This is a very isolated part of England. Mr. Heathcliff was my nearest neighbour, so I was hoping we might become friends. When I arrived, I knocked at the door, and a gentleman opened it. "Good day," I said. "I'm Mr. Lockwood, your new tenant."
"Then you'd better come in," he said in an unfriendly voice. "I'm Heathcliff."
I followed him into a simple sitting room. "I hope my presence at Thrushcross Grange doesn't cause you any trouble," I said.
"Trouble?" he repeated. "Thrushcross Grange is mine, and I don't allow anyone to cause me trouble."
3 dogs lay on the floor in front of a huge fireplace. When they saw me, they began to growl quietly.
"I'll bring some wine," said Mr. Heathcliff, going out of the room.
I was left alone with the animals. One dog came very close to me, so I made a face at it, hoping to scare it away. But the dog jumped up at me. I managed to push it away and pulled a table between us, calling out, "Help! Mr. Heathcliff! Come at once!" A servant heard me and rushed into the room. She shook her head and led the dogs back to the fire. I was sure that Mr. Heathcliff also heard the noise, but he didn't come back to help me. In fact, when he returned with the wine, there was a look of amusement in his eyes.
"What's the matter?" he asked.
"Your dogs," I replied. "They're wild, like tigers. How could you leave me alone with them?"
"My dogs won't hurt you," he said. "Perhaps you touched something."
"Of course not," I replied. By now, I was angry and ready to leave. I had seen enough of my strange landlord.
"Sit down and have a glass of wine with me," he said in a softer tone. "Please sit down. You see, we seldom get visitors, so we don't know how to receive them."
After he spoke more kindly, I sat down and he poured the wine. We had a very interesting conversation about farming and many other topics. Mr. Heathcliff seemed to be a very intelligent man and also a gentleman. He was handsome, too, in a dark, gypsy way. In spite of his moody manner, I decided that I would visit him again.